15 years after 9/11, hate crimes against Muslims in America have reached a new high. That's according to data from the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Many Muslims say the political rhetoric this election year has inflamed racial hostility toward them in their personal lives. KUOW's race and culture reporter Liz Jones spoke with a local Muslim woman who was recently targeted.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Jess.
Hey.
This is daughter Yasmin Christopher in Seattle and her mom in Olympia.
My name is Murshida Islam.
They've lived in this area most their lives, but they're originally from Bangladesh, where Islam is a common last name. We interviewed them together because mom was nervous.
Just answer from your heart.
Okay.
Okay.
Murshida got a disturbing call a few days back. It was two men who said they're with the Donald Trump Association.
The Donald Trump Association.
Murshida briefly talked with them, and they also left this message.
I want to see if I can get your support so we can get all of the foreigners out of the country.
The Islamic community too, by the way.
Yeah, get out of here, though. Vote for Donald Trump.
She called her daughter in tears, panicked.
And I said, should I change my last name? Should I move? I feel like somebody knows me and somebody watching me.
She's alarmed they knew her name and her cell phone number. Now she's afraid to leave the house at night.
I usually work in my yard. I go outside, you know, when it's dark and stuff, and I'm scared now.
She's mostly worried for the safety of her 9-year-old son, who has a mental disability.
Too scared for him, and he play outside when he come home from after school. I just don't know. It's not right.
Murshida plans to file a police report, but wants her daughter there to help. This was a phone call, but local Muslim leaders stress that hate speech can lead to hate crime, and political ire can prod people to act. A recent Georgetown study tracked anti-Muslim violence since the presidential campaign started last year. It found an increase of about 14% from the previous year. Murshida says she wanted to speak out because others may be too scared, and she has her daughter to help.
Yeah. All right, love you, Mom.
Okay, I love you, too.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye.
In Seattle, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.